This is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio. I'm David Castleman. One of Michigan's most famous and contentious farmers announced in December he would sell his farm. But Mark Baker has changed his mind and now says he has a new plan. He wants to help other military veterans take up farming. And just a warning, this story contains a scene that is graphic and some listeners may find it disturbing. Peter Payette reports.
More than a few people know about Mark Baker. He has a YouTube post that was viewed more than 100,000 times. It includes shots of his family, his farm near Cadillac, and his criticisms of the industrial food system.
You go to the store and your choice of foods, if you really look at your choices, there's not a whole lot. I don't think American people like to be boxed in.
That was when he was in a legal battle with Michigan over what kind of pigs he was allowed to own. That lawsuit was dismissed in 2014, and Baker kept his pigs. But last December, food inspectors showed up with police. They were concerned about a cured ham he'd sold to a restaurant in Traverse City. Baker announced on YouTube that was it. He was selling his farm. But a few weeks later, there's no for sale sign up at Baker's Green Acres. Mark Baker is here giving a demonstration on butchering hogs. It starts with a shot between the eyes. The brown furry pig goes down, and blood gushes from its nose. Then Baker's son hops on the convulsing animal and holds it in place until he can chain it to the front loader on the tractor. Then it's lifted over the fence.
He's still alive. When we shoot him, it actually just stuns him. It would kill him eventually.
When it's done kicking, Baker drives a knife into the pig's throat.
I put the knife in right here, just kind of right this area right here on your neck, and then point the blade directly back at his tail, and it puts it right into his heart.
Once the blood drains and the animal's dead, it's moved by truck to the butchering area. Then Baker shows them how to gut it.
Okay, now this is where we get into a critical step. If you ever miss this step, you won't forget it the next time.
There are three people here today to learn about butchering hogs. One is a chef, another is a teacher, and one is a military veteran.
My name's Rob Freeman. I served in the Army from August of 04 to July of 09, and I served one combat tour in Iraq.
Rob Freeman is sitting at the table inside the farmhouse at Baker's Green Acres. He's an electrician, but he's started a small farm business on the side. He says raising animals is the only work he's found satisfying since the war. He can't say exactly why.
I don't even know the word. The relationship, I guess, you have with the ground and the animals and you know, being outside. I've always kind of been an outside person.
Freeman says farming is good work for soldiers trying to transition back into civilian life, even if they don't make a career of it.
Because a lot of guys, vets that get out now that I talk to, they miss the routine, they miss the kind of the structure of the military. And I mean, and with farming, you do a little bit different work every day, but you still have to get up every morning and feed the chickens and, you know, go feed the cows and, you know, move this and move that.
When Mark Baker announced he was selling his farm, it upset veterans like Rob Freeman. Freeman says his mom cried. And that gave Baker a new idea. Now he wants to turn his farm into a training center for veterans. Baker had a 20-year career in the Air Force and was a sergeant.
You know, guys need their sergeants. We discharge guys from the military and they're left alone with no leadership at all. And they're kind of on their own. That's one of the biggest problems that I see.
Mark Baker does not have a detailed plan yet for how this will work, but he refers to it as his new mission. He held a meeting at his farm earlier this month with a few vets and others interested in his idea. And he told them he's excited to work with people coming out of the military.
Because when we were in the military, we were serving. And we served each other. We took care of each other. And that's one of the things I see in the civilian world is they don't take care of each other. They allow each other to get trounced, and they don't advocate for each other in a lot of instances. There are those that do, and they've come to us.
There's actually a growing movement nationwide to help veterans take up farming. The most recent farm bill is the first one to recognize vets as a distinct group of new farmers. And there's a group in California that certifies farms run by vets to sell food with a sticker that says Homegrown by Heroes. Last year, those farms did more than $25 million of business. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Peter Payette.